Fasten your championship belts, because this podcast is unprofessional. Welcome to your weekly home for wrestling reviews, discussion, predictions, and more. This is Unprofessional Wrestling. Here are your hosts, Schwartz, George, and Travis.
Draft can't hear.
Oh, boy. What?
You can't hear.
Yes, he can.
I can never hear, though.
You can never,
hear the intro.
Why can't you hear the intro? You should be able to.
I don't know. I never hear it.
Okay, well, just so everybody knows, Schwartz can't hear the intro. Not that it matters. It's just the way audio is set up with Discord. Anyways, in case you guys did not know, we are Unprofessional Wrestling, and if you can't already tell, it's because we are...
Unprofessional.
Very.
So that's the name of our podcast, because we're not trying to be something we're not here. We're not here to lie to you guys. Very genuinely, authentically stupid.
Says you.
Well, I mean, I've known you guys long enough. I'm not...
You're in your own category.
Listen, I'm not afraid to tell it how it is. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. And if you are one of the two people here on YouTube, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for watching live. And if you're not watching live on YouTube, thanks for checking us out on Apple, Spotify, or on the replay, also available on YouTube after the show is over. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. How was your week, Shorts?
So far, it's been chaotic. New back. Everything's great.
New back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like new jack, new but with a B?
New back, who dis?
Yeah. Yeah. You can, in your imagination, decide where the back part is, and it's new.
Well, that's not, now you're making it sound weird.
Yeah. Are we talking like lower back, upper back?
Can't tell if I'm turned
on. What if I got a BBL?
Easy, Bailey. What's wrong with your back? I don't think I ever actually asked you this question.
Ligma. He's got ligma.
Ligma. What's ligma?
Ligma nuts.
What's wrong with your back?
No, it was a herniated disc. So basically, it was just protruding out of the out of the spine canal.
Okay, fair enough.
They just cut it right out.
Cut her.
Yeah.
George, how was your week?
It's Tuesday, so it's not much of a week so far.
Well, the last 7 days has been a week.
Well, I stalked you.
Yeah, I just found that out. Drove his new girlfriend by my house to show her where I live for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
He said if I wasn't home, but he said even if we were home, he still wasn't going to stop by.
You're lucky I didn't steal anything from your garage.
Why would you steal anything from my garage?
You have a kayak in there.
Yeah, that's kind of a place that people tend to store kayaks.
Mm.
So that's what he did the last 7 days. He just stalked me.
So how was your week?
Wait, where's the button?
You're too late.
There you go. It was fine. Saw some friends in Madison on Saturday, came home Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday, I was really excited because all I wanted to do was play the new WWE 2K game because I pre-ordered that shit. So I could get it a week before the regular release, which is this Friday. And we got back into town. I had a fire call. I came back, showered, went straight to volleyball in Chippewa. Came back, and as we were coming back into town, we got another fire call. So by the time I got home and showered, it was past midnight. So I never got to play 2K. Hey, tell Chrissy I said hi. I see you looking at her.
They all say hi.
That's right.
I didn't say shit.
Everybody on YouTube also says hi. Hey, if you're in the chat, say hi, Chrissy. She would appreciate it very much. And anyways, I never got to play 2K. I finally got to sit down and play it a little bit yesterday, but not for very long. So maybe after this.
You never answered my question yesterday.
What was your question?
Who did you play as first?
Yokozuna.
Oh.
What? Why?
Well, because I went into the showcase mode first. And the whole thing with the showcase mode is like, oh, you're playing a bunch of matches that the Bloodline were a part of. And the first match was Yokozuna versus Hogan for the title in, I think, 96, which was Hogan's last match in the WWE before he left for 9 years.
So, they're considering Yokozuna as part of the bloodline right away.
Well, yeah, because
they never establish any of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, but like they also have like things with like Nia Jax or whatever in there too. So it's like people that are a part of the family. So like they're going to have, I'm sure, the Wild Samoans. I'm sure they're going to have like Rocky Johnson or like whatever.
Ooh, MAGA.
That was terrible.
Sorry.
Were you trying to be like his manager? What was his name?
Something Alejandro.
Escobar. Alejandro. That's a Lady Gaga song.
No, I know. It was like something Alejandro.
Estrada. Something Estrada. Hold on. I got to look it up.
Marco Alejandro. I don't know.
Umaga manager. Armando Estrada.
Armando Alejandro.
Armando Alejandro. Don't call my name. Fernando. So, anyways, you both should get 2K25 and play it with me. That'd be cool.
No.
Why? Why won't you get a WWE game?
I don't want to kick your ass any more than I already do.
But give me a real reason, because I know you can't, first of all.
It's happened before.
Maybe in high school.
No, like the last game that we played together.
That's not true, because you didn't get it, so prove it.
George, it's not Here Comes the Pain.
I'd kick both your asses in that game.
That's false.
That's not fair, because you will only use Brock Lesnar or Triple H.
And you'll do, this
is a legend now, so you can't.
Listen.
George would only do the same move 1,000 times. He'll never do anything different with like a different moveset. George will just do like.
You're that kind of piece of shit.
Yes. Yes. I remember just getting so frustrated where George would literally
get all the finishers like right away too.
I'm frustrated talking about this.
Yeah,
I just start the match with max finishers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and then he'd like kick me or something like that, and then do F5, and then pick me up, kick me, F5, and it'd be 1,000, and I just get too frustrated and I couldn't play.
Well, you suck.
I mean, he fucking sucks.
There was
learn the reverse.
I will put one of my belts on the line if you buy the game and the first match we play.
Which belt?
George.
It's going to have to be.
I think it has to be the W, the heavyweight.
It has to be this one, because I think Kelly would be mad if it was that one.
Kelly would fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Because that's not my belt.
Maybe you should do the other ones. The ones that are just floating in the.
Oh, yeah.
In the
one like right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you still have one?
Yeah.
I
have two knockoffs that I won in a raffle. One is a NWA United States Tag Team Championship, because that existed for some reason. And the other was the WCW United States Championship, which is actually a pretty sweet knockoff.
Yeah.
For a knockoff.
Did you get that one back?
From what?
Wasn't that one like with your... With Kelly's like cousin or something.
Well,
like
but he like won the scorecard thing. I eventually won it back, and I've won the last like couple scorecards, I think. So I'm just saying, when it comes to WrestleMania, fucking, you guys aren't winning it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we need to do, because I'm gonna be there for both days. I think we just need to do a cumulative for both days, because unless you want to just do both the belts for each day or whatever.
And we're going to have to figure that out, because I'm sure not everybody that's coming Saturday will come Sunday.
I won it night one last year.
And who won it night two?
I'm pretty sure it's not you.
Well, I'm not saying that to be like, oh, well, who did win? And I don't remember
his fucking
name. He meets these people like 18 times and can't remember first names.
Because there's someone new every time. It's like, yeah, we used to work with firefighters and monster trucks at the same time. Like, oh, like there's 20 of you.
Anyway, I'm not even going to give you too much shit for not having the game, because we can't even get shorts to get a PS5 to begin with.
Start a GoFundMe.
Hey, chat. You can Venmo me. It's just my first and last name, Travis. TravisSewillo. Venmo, and your contributions will go towards Short's PS5.
Anything helps. They're only like $500.
For $15 a month, you can support a child in need of a PlayStation 5.
A child that needs a new back.
And
hey, George, you run the promo, and I'm gonna do the song. In the arms of the angel.
I'm not doing that.
Oh. Okay, I tried. So
it was a good valiant effort.
I guess we're here to talk about wrestling. No, but really, I would love if you guys got 2K25. That'd be awesome. Because I don't have anybody to play with me. So
he doesn't have any friends.
That's true. Hey, if there's anybody in the chat, I know there's a few people watching. Please say hello if you're watching on YouTube. Please leave us a comment and talk some wrestling with us.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you could also say hi to Chrissy, and she will love it. So
she would love it.
We're here to talk about wrestling, of course. We are unprofessional, but the other half of our podcast name is wrestling. Why don't we talk some SmackDown, boys? There were a few highlights in SmackDown. It was the first SmackDown since Elimination Chamber. Wait, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a long week. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good news. Good news. So on SmackDown, we started off with Drew attacking Damian Priest backstage. And that sets up a match between the two of them later. Opening up in front of the live crowd, we had Randy Orton. He was just out there for the pop to make people happy. Didn't say a whole lot. Nothing happened. And that's going to be kind of a theme that we're going to talk about through this episode a little bit here. Basically just said he's going to beat the shit out of Kevin Owens and take him out. Talked about Kevin. You know, I don't know. I mean, were there any other big takeaways out of this?
No, that about sums it up right there.
Yeah. There was nothing significant, anything else he said.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking too. So outside of that, Orton, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, what do you guys picture for the three of them headed towards Mania? Because we're like, what, 39 days or something right now away from Mania?
Correct. I mean, I'd totally be fine if it was just Orton and Kevin, but if you want to throw Sami in the mix too.
I don't think it makes sense unless Kevin has a partner.
Mm.
But it also kind of seems like there's going to be numerous triple threat matches at WrestleMania.
You know what I kind of thought was going to happen? Because you've got Kevin Owens, you got Seth Rollins, you got Drew McIntyre, basically, who are all in their own way kind of right about everything happening around them. It all revolves around Roman, one way or another, about how Roman treats everybody like garbage. Why are you helping Roman? And that's the whole thing. That's why Kevin's mad at Sammy. That's one of the reasons Seth is mad at Punk. That's why Drew's mad at, everybody, right? So I thought maybe the three of them would be joining forces and like making their own faction at some point. But then the shakeup happened and everybody's off in their own thing. So I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know how that would all work other than, you know, calling them like the, I don't know, the Roman haters. I have no idea. Like, I understand they're just going to be kind of working together and all the way up until Mania kind of thing. But then it's like, what drives them apart, I guess, other than, I don't know, winning everything and just leaving.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's nice to have Orton back, but this is obviously going to go somewhere, and we still have, you know, quite a bit. It feels like forever kind of from now to Mania, and then I'm sure it'll get here pretty quick, but I wish there was something of more substance here. That's all. I'm not saying Kevin had to be there or that Sammy had to be there, whatever. But anyways, shortly thereafter, we had Tiffany Stratton backstage talking to GM Nick Aldis, and who else would interrupt but Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. And this sets up a match between Piper Niven and Tiffany Stratton.
So, you didn't do it.
Why would I do it?
You did it last time.
Oh. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save it for a special occasion.
But he'll go all out for Gunther.
Exactly.
I don't think I've done that since we came back. All right.
And then you'll two-hand grip it. And then you put it up to your mouth and you scream Gunther.
You can't forget about the deep breath.
Whoa. Wait. Context is important here. Hard. So context is important. I'm going to two-hand grip what and put it up to my mouth.
Whoa. You do that.
This is a family show, sir.
Is it, though? We have George on here.
Well, what does that mean?
Wow.
Regardless. Okay, back to it.
Disgusting. Brian in the comments says, oh, yeah, two-hand grip.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we got Tiffany Stratton defeating Piper Niven after the prettiest moonsault in the world. And then, of course, Charlotte attacks Tiffany once the match is concluded. I understand.
Does a beautiful figure eight, though. That thing could not have gotten any tighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. This whole Charlotte Flair coming out thing and like beating Tiffany down, I don't know. I'm going to say it a lot. We have so much time between now and Mania, and it's like, I want this to start progressing. I want it to start heating up, and maybe I'm just being impatient, but I think they need to add some layers to this other than like just the championship and just that Charlotte has a superiority complex, which is justified, but like, I feel like I need more of a story here.
Just talk to Cody about that one.
Yeah, he knows all about stories and finishing them, perhaps.
So would we say that both Tiffany and Charlotte are heels or faces?
What?
Obviously, Tiffany's a face, but what would you say Charlotte is?
I mean, heel reactions. Heel actions, because she's coming out and attacking a baby face for no reason.
Well, I'm pretty sure after she won the Royal Rumble, they were trying to keep her face, but the crowd definitely turned her heel.
Yeah.
Definitely turned her heel. Because I don't know if you guys remember, she couldn't even get a word out.
Well, yeah, and when you're putting her against Tiffany Stratton too, I mean I think people were upset that Charlotte won the Royal Rumble to begin with. So it's like it's a pretty expected reaction direction for this all to go, in my opinion.
Yeah. They could have literally had anybody else win that. And this would have been a way better match. Like this whole Charlotte coming in at the end and just attacking Tiffany, or even like doing these like shitty promos.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, it's not working.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do to change this.
Yeah, I'm sure it will get interesting. I don't know what they're going to do, but I feel like they got to add more to this other than just, you know, Charlotte's just trying to be a bully. I've said it once, I'll say it again. There's no way you have Tiffany come out of this match at Mania the loser. You just, with the way this has been done, I don't think you have Charlotte come back to win the Rumble just to win the title off of somebody who is pretty over. Brian in the chat says Charlotte winning the Rumble is like back when Roman won the Rumble. We didn't want it, so they shoved it down our throat. I don't think that's necessarily the same thing here. I see where you're coming from, 1,000%. I get your angle here.
And so, I mean, I thought I read that someone was predicting that they're trying to get Charlotte to Ric Flair's level as like the female most title reigns.
Yeah, sure.
And so,
how many she had right now?
I think it was like 10 or something like that, or 9, but I don't know if they're doing the same title, or you know what I mean? Or are they just lumping them all together?
I think they're counting like all three brand titles.
So, yeah. All right. It says as of March 23, Flair has won 17 world championships in WWE. So that includes
world championships?
Well, okay. So it's a little screwy. Because that includes
tag.
No, see, it so that's the thing. It does include, so it's counting accumulative titles, not just world titles.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Divas title, Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Champion.
That's counting.
Oh, I mean, she's won. Okay, so it says she's won 14 world championships. Divas Championship once, Raw Women's Championship 6 times, SmackDown Women's Championship 7 times. Twice the number of the nearest record holder,
which would be like
Trish Stratus.
Bailey or something like that. Oh.
who has won it
7 times.
Yes.
So, okay. So she's probably got at least 10 more years with her. I mean, unless her knees just completely bust out and explode.
I feel like 10 years is probably pushing it. I don't know how old she is now. She's got to be she's in her upper 30s.
She's got to be in her like mid 30s, early to mid 30s. She can't be that crazy.
Making me Google a lot of stuff.
38.
Did you already look that up?
No, I'm just guessing.
No. Charlotte Flair. It's one of them. She's 30. You son. You did look it up. No,
I did not. I'm on fucking notes.
Either that or you're obsessed with Charlotte. By the way, I'm proud of you for looking at your notes for once.
You're welcome.
She is 38. So, I mean, it's like, you can look at it, it's like, oh, Trish Stratus, she's 49. She's had a match at Elimination Chamber. But at the same time, like, Trish hasn't been doing this full time for, like, a lot of years. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of bugged me when they said the whole 25 years of Trish Stratus, what was it, a couple weeks ago or something like that?
No, and that's fine, because it's like, she still made appearances here and there throughout. Like, it's not like Trish Stratus, like, it didn't exist at all. Like, she still had merch. She still, like, popped up every now and then. But I don't think you have to be wrestling for 25 years to be like, oh, it's my 25th anniversary.
No, I could see John Cena. John Cena took maybe, like, what, a year? 2 years at, like, most? Like, straight, like...
Not from full-time. He hasn't been full-time for a long time.
But I'm saying, like, he was still making appearances, you know, every, like, 8 months or something like that, or, like, a year or something like that. Trish Stratus took, like, a whole... She, like, legitimately retired and then...
Like, a century.
Was not...
Well, it's like, not like they have a hard rule on it. Oh, they have to come back every so often for them to exist. I don't think it's a thing.
I think in my mind, the only person that can really do something like that would be John Cena at this point. That could be, like, 25 years of John Cena because...
Because he's more legendary? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'd say Taker.
No.
Then what is it?
I mean, even Undertaker comes in every, you know, every WrestleMania he appears somehow. Or like a PLE or something like that.
Santa only comes once a year.
Ew.
Poor guy.
But like, you know what I'm saying? Is that Trish Stratus, I just don't think she gets it. She should get that. I love her. I do. I love her.
But no, you
I
don't. Think
you love Tori Wilson.
No, I love Lita. But all either right. One of those three would, I would love it.
Okay. You guys can go take a cold shower. Just chill.
I didn't do anything.
Save it. I don't want to hear it.
Yes, sir. Sorry, all right. Sir.
Okay.
Meow.
After this, I was going to leave this out because we generally like, you know, like I said, go over highlights because content and time, yada, yada. But I didn't want to leave this out after watching it. So we had Nick Aldis break out the whiteboard. Like seventh grade style, and basically explain how all the tag teams have gotten mixed up and they're all wrapped in. There's a lot of things I just never really thought of or put together. And I saw this, I'm like, this all makes sense. Like, they're not just putting tag teams in matches for the sake of putting tag teams in matches. Like, it all made sense. It was great.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that. So that was really cool.
For the amount of times he went over that triangle and back and forth, that man was like, I am going to burn a hole in this whiteboard with the amount of times I'm going to go over it. He just kept doing this.
I enjoyed that much better than Pat McAfee's telecast sports drawings he does on Raw.
I think those are funny
sometimes. I feel like sometimes Pat tries too hard to be funny and then he's not funny, but sometimes he's pretty funny, in my opinion. I don't know.
Michael Cole loves it.
He definitely shoots, or he definitely breaks Michael Cole every time. I did find out that Pat McAfee has zero clue what happens before Raw starts. Nothing. And Michael Cole pretty much knows everything.
I mean, yeah, there's certain things that at least Michael Cole has to know so he can explain, like, oh, this is the reason this is happening.
Makes sense.
Of course.
I'm just, it was a little crazy thinking that Pat McAfee would know a little bit maybe, but he doesn't.
I would like to think that, I think in a perfect world, commentary wouldn't know anything about what happens, so you can get genuine reactions and it adds a lot of excitement. But at the same time, they got to be able to you know, walk
the explain
through
the story.
Yeah. So, but
yeah.
Anyways, after the whiteboard explanation, we got a triple threat tag team match for the number one contendership. It was Motor City Machine Guns, Pretty Deadly, and Los Garzas. Now, Pretty Deadly did win, but I want to ask you guys what you think about these triple threat tag team matches and how they're structured, because I don't like it. In my mind, it should work similarly to a triple threat singles match, because the way that these tag teams work, there are only two competitors in the ring, and so you've got two teams with one guy in, and you've got one team, both guys are on ringside. And the only way that one of the people from that ringside team can come in is by just hoping somebody from one of the other teams is going to tag them for some reason instead of their own partner, mm-hmm. which I can't make sense of. Or they try to tag them as like they get close or something so that they can go in. Mm-hmm. To me, you should have one person from each team inside of the ring.
I've always thought they should have like done it that way. It makes the most sense.
I think that does make sense too, but or what if it was like a almost like elimination where it's like you pin one of the teams out and then it just becomes a single or a tag team match normal. Then it's like you don't want to be in. If that's the case of like only having two teams in at one point or at one time, you know, one person from each mm-hmm. team or from two teams. I could see that being a better way of that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's a more sensible way to do it. For sure.
Why would I ever want to not be in as a team? You know what I mean?
So Pretty Deadly are the number one contenders for the WWE Tag Team Championships. And then one of the more interesting things that came out of the show coming out of Elimination Chamber, of course, was Bianca coming down to the ring, calling out Naomi. Naomi comes down. She's wearing a neck brace after the attack from Jade at Elimination Chamber. And Naomi tries to dodge the question of, did you attack Jade? Did you attack Jade? She kept dodging the question. And eventually Bianca broke her down, and Naomi said, I did it! Crying. Naomi basically says that Jade deserved to get hurt. Bianca leaves the ring crying. On the way up, Naomi calls Bianca an ungrateful bitch, which, for some reason, Netflix edited out of the re-airing. Like, it's bitch. Come on. Like, I don't... Everybody was so excited. I was excited because I didn't think Netflix is really going to be censoring much. And we're going to talk more about that later because that really came into the main event of Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't get it. Anyways. After Bianca gets called a bitch by Naomi, Jade comes out super hot. Stops. Looks at Bianca, passes her by on the ramp. Bianca nods to Jade, and Jade hits the ring, and she beats the shit out of Naomi once again. Oh, wait. She tries to. I'm sorry. I forgot for a second there. Naomi gets out of the ring. Jade catches her. Jade gets her back in the ring, beats the shit out of her, and here we are again. So what did we think of the promo between Bianca and Naomi?
I wouldn't say it was intense, but
I thought it was pretty believable.
I was pretty surprised and or impressed by Naomi, because that I don't think that's something we've really seen out of Naomi before. And I've seen people say like, oh, this is what she was like in TNA, and we're finally getting it here. And I'm not familiar with what she did in TNA, but if we can stop the whole glow thing, if we can give her some actual personality, give her some layers, I'm on board.
Get her back to like the bad time. Remember when they had the, you know, those little factions of when they brought all those girls up? I think when Charlotte and Becky and, I don't want to call her Mercedes Monet, but when she was brought up, when all three of them were brought up and they're in their own little factions.
Oh, yeah.
And Naomi was, who's she with? It was Tamina and...
Wasn't it Sasha?
Who the other was.
No? What was it? Team,
I don't think she was
team,
with Sasha.
Team Bad, is that what it was?
Yeah. Look at you Googling again.
Oh, God. Yeah, I have to.
I can't recall. I don't think,
it was Sasha Banks and Tamina.
Oh.
That was Team Bad.
And Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I did not think that. But yeah, like, get rid of the glow. Get her to be like this dark heel. She could do like the Rikishi heel kind of thing, where I'm a bad girl, I'm a bad man.
I did it for yeah. The Rock.
Right.
I did it.
I did it for Bianca. Boom.
I did it for Bianca.
Right. There you go. That, because there's like, right now, there's not like a true heel, I don't think, other than just more of like, there's a bully heel, and then there's like an antagonist heel right now for the women's division. There's no like, just like, true heel, like Roman. You know what I mean? Obviously, Roman's like way up here, but like, someone's got to be.
I think Liv's up there.
For she's heel more women. Like an antagonist.
I feel like Rhea's been a bit of a heel lately, but we'll get to that too. I will
Rhea
say that
could
I
get to that level.
I will she say I would like to see Naomi hit somebody with a car. I don't know. I don't care who it is. Just I hope somebody gets hit by a car.
If that let's, thing is glowing, I'm out then.
Let's make it happen. Beep beep. Okay, so then we had Chelsea Green versus Meechan in a street fight for the U.S. title. This is getting exhausting. Not that they're bad matches, because I thought this was actually pretty entertaining. And they're in Philly, so, you know, they're doing a Philadelphia street fight. Meechan's wearing an Eagles jersey. We saw Chelsea Green wearing Cactus Jack attire, which I thought was pretty awesome. But yeah. If she's supposed to be the heel, and if she's not supposed to cater the crowd, then why did she do it? I mean, right. I mean, otherwise, it's not a big deal. I don't have an issue with it. But as noted here, this is the fourth title match that these two have had.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all pretty recent, too. It's not like this is the first or second time this has happened in a year or something like that. I enjoyed the match. I know you guys were a little bit more mixed on it, but I thought they had some fun spots. Chelsea Green with the coast to coast is pretty damn cool. But
I love this stuff that she pulls out. Like, she pulls out stuff from her husband's movesets, mm-hmm. and she does it. I mean, she does it very well.
She's gotten a lot really better in the ring, too, I will say.
But, yeah. She's a delight on the screen, I think.
We got Ashley in the chat. Are you all going to Raw in Minneapolis on 4/7? No, because... The ticket prices, it's hard at the Target Center. If you're not like in the first like 10 rows, like it's not, you're watching half of it on the Tron. If you know, as far as like watching the match goes. So like that's tough. And ticket prices were like $300 each, which I'm not like normally super opposed to, like, you know, if we can get good seats, whatever. But well, we went to the last one, in August. It was the go home for SummerSlam in 2024. So I'm going to skip out on this one.
I don't even remember what we paid for those tickets.
It was like, I think it was less than 300, or it might have been around 300. But
I want to say it was around 200 each, maybe.
I think it was like 240.
I don't feel like it was that. Maybe after like taxes and fees and stuff, I guess. Ticket prices are just insane, no matter what it is, anyway.
Along with alcohol.
So unfortunately, we will not see you there. But we're trying to save our pennies, and I'm hoping that we can go to every event for SummerSlam in 2026.
I was going to say SummerSlam 2026, yeah.
Yeah. I want to go to the NXT show. I want to go SmackDown. I want to go to both nights of SummerSlam at US Bank.
You're going to go to all four?
And I want to go to Raw.
Every Are they going to have Raw, you think?
Oh, yeah, of course. There's no way they don't.
Sometimes, I don't think they ever...
They're totally going to.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool.
I bet they do. He says, we're going to miss Jesse Ventura returning from the Baja. I can't do a good Jesse. So, yeah, unfortunately, Unfortunately, we will not be there.
Unless, you know, someone just goes, hey, I got three extra tickets.
I could be wrong. That might be Colton. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Ashley is Colton. Colton Ashley. Anyways. Onward. So B-Fab comes out, gets involved in the match at one point, and Meechan looks like she's going to get the win against Chelsea Green, and then all of a sudden a hooded figure appears and pulls Chelsea out from under Meechan, saving her from losing the title. And then this same figure comes in and hits a Canadian Destroyer on Meechan onto the chairs. Hooded figure turns out to be Alba Fire coming back. First time we've seen her since her tag team partner Isla Dawn was released recently. So I think this is interesting, and I think we're going to see some jealousy maybe from Piper because Piper was not providing the adequate protection during this match, but Alba Fire did.
Huh. And also, I think what like 2 weeks ago, they're like, we need another person or something like that, and more security. And then I think Piper was not okay with that. But mm-hmm. I think Chelsea was saying that she definitely did want more security.
Yeah, I think it's going to get interesting because I believe Alba Fire is also Scottish. So there's my messenger notifications, thanks to my wife.
Mm-hmm. Talk louder.
So then we saw the Cody promo, and of course this is the first time we've seen Cody since the few days previous to this. He was kicked in the balls by John Cena, allegedly potentially injured by Travis Scott, busted open by
fucked him up
by theoretically the watch that he had given to The Rock, perhaps.
Why do you say allegedly by Travis Scott?
Well, because it ended up being reported after the fact that he didn't actually injure him, but who knows?
No, there's some pretty good video footage of him smacking his ear.
Well, whatever. Anyways, similar. Also, what?
This lines up with my theory,
which was what?
Travis Scott wrestling.
Listen, I know it's probably going to happen, but I wish it wouldn't, because fuck that guy.
He's going to cost Cody the title.
That's a hot take right there.
No, that's not. And I will,
What do you mean that's not a hot take?
I'll be so fucking mad. I'd be so fucking mad. Which
one of you said the Bad Bunny was going to come out and help?
I'm so fucking mad just thinking about this.
Why would he? Am I right? You think I'm right?
No, I was just remembering it.
Oh my god!
Mark my words, man.
Oh my god! Stop!
Why can't it be like Kendrick Lamar?
Oh my god!
And Drake?
Yeah, they should fight.
Oh my god! I hate this.
The fuck's the deal?
I hate this. Okay, moving on. Similarly to Randy Orton, Cody kind of gave like a nothing burger of a promo. Didn't really say anything. He kind of came out, popped the crowd, and, you know, said, oh, I'm going to fight against John Cena and blah, blah, blah. Right? Like, there wasn't really anything to take out of this.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's all there is to say about it.
Right. He said a lot without saying a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty much. A lot meaning intensity.
Yeah.
He was super intense the whole thing.
Yeah. So then we had, from the confrontation that started on SmackDown, we got Drew McIntyre versus Jimmy Uso, and you have a note in here. Why was the opening part of Jimmy's song changed? So I guess I don't recall. Yeah. What is it now?
It's like they removed like the best part.
Which
like
is what? Where they say Uso?
You don't know how, like... No, it's like the do 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 do, and then they go Uso. That like 4 seconds is literally the best part of his entire intro or of his entire theme.
Did they keep the Uso in there?
I think they did.
That's unfortunate.
And that's where they started it. So I'm wondering
if that's the same exact thing they do with Jay, and all of Def Rebel's music starts with some stupid catchphrase. I can make a list. You ever notice that? It's like the person or somebody like saying some phrase or like the wrestler's name, and then the music kicks in. And that's how you're supposed to identify who's coming out rather than like, having it be like a catchy song off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on this again.
Time.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's a list of them. There's a list of them.
I mean, they work though. That's the thing, is that those types of entrance music layouts, I guess, work. Because it's almost like the Stone Cold thing.
I don't know if I agree.
Stone Cold doesn't need his name. He just has that glass shattering.
Yeah. I'm on board with that. So anyways.
What? 3 seconds. And there you go. You know who it is.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. So Drew wins this match. He wanted to go back and hurt Jimmy some more. And then Damian Priest hit Drew from behind. And he vows to take Drew out every week. I'm not really invested in this feud like anything else that Drew's been doing lately. It doesn't do it for me. Nothing's on the line. It's not a strong enough story for me to really care compared to other things happening. But then, did you have something on that, Schwartz?
No.
You're making some faces.
No, nothing.
Did Chrissy walk in and show you her boobs or something? Like, what are you all
thinking about? I wish.
You missed a lot.
I missed a lot?
Yeah.
You guys texting back and forth?
No, we're both just laughing at you. For like a minute.
Why?
You didn't realize. I was laughing at him because he was laughing at you.
Why were you laughing at me?
Let's just keep going. Watch out for a little rat down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the people watching on YouTube probably can't see my cat just having a fucking ball down there.
Better than Cheeto chilling on my fucking belt.
Well.
Oh, yeah, we need that back.
People like that, though. They do. It's adorable, I guess. So, main event of SmackDown here, we had Shinsuke Nakamura versus LA Knight for the U.S. Championship. And a good note that you made here, it's the same people competing for this belt. Same people over and over and
time
over
and time again.
Missionary. I'm talking missionary. Man, yeah, I agree with you. This has been fine. This has been fine. I haven't had a problem with it. It's two guys that I'm not sick of. So, I mean, that's something, I guess. But, I mean, like you said, where's Apollo Crews? I believe Apollo Crews is hurt. But, like, Santos, sure. Braun, I mean, Braun's wrapped up in Solo, but, like, that's a pretty meaningless storyline. Someone from the Bloodline. Yeah, sure. I mean, who knows what's happening with the Bloodline right now. But anyways, Shinsuke went to miss LA Knight. LA Knight ducked. The ref got the missed. Shinsuke pulled out a really cool move. And I don't remember what Wade Barrett called it.
Neither.
But it was
so cool.
And I mean, I like the Kinshasa, but like that was pretty cool. After he did that, he grabs the chair to use it, but LA Knight avoids. And then he hits the BFT onto the chair, makes the pin. Another ref comes sliding in for the count, and LA Knight is the new U.S. champion once again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I like that he ended up winning, but I just, I don't know. There's no build up. There's no nothing. It just kind of, oh.
There wasn't a big build-up, but there was history to it. There was a story to it.
That's it. It was just the history. There was no, like...
That's fair.
Did you know that there was going to be a U.S. title match on SmackDown?
Listen, I don't want to say no in case there was something, and I'm forgetting, and then I look like a terrible wrestling podcast person. But again, the name. It's unprofessional wrestling.
Right.
Unprofessional.
Very.
I'll say it for you. There was little to no information from Raw saying that the U.S. title was on the line on SmackDown.
Why didn't they have the number one contenders match last week?
But they had it for the number one contenders. They didn't say it was going to be like that SmackDown.
Ah.
They just said it was number one contender match.
So they said there was going to be a match. They didn't say it was going to be this week.
Right. It could have been at Mania. Could have been in a couple weeks, but it just like threw it in there, and then it was boom, LA Knight wins.
Fair enough.
But this gives him enough time to start a feud with someone else, though, for
Mania. Right.
That's what I like.
Or it's going to be either the IC or this championship are probably going to be in some multi-man, like, crazy gimmick match, like a TLC or something like that, which I'm fine with. But I do think it means more to have that belt on LA Knight going into Mania and having Knight walk in with the title at Mania than Shinsuke.
Yeah, you get a bigger pop and you get it. Yeah, you get a bigger everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, bigger everything.
Yeah.
Everything is bigger.
Yeah.
So moving over to Monday Night Raw, we got Jey Uso versus Ludwig Kaiser. Jey Uso goes to end the match. He hits the splash on Ludwig. And as soon as he comes up from hitting the splash, he's put to a sleeper hold by Gunther. And
wow. What the frick?
I told you I'm saving it. Calm down.
Next week.
For what? Next week? 2 weeks?
You guys don't have a thing. Why don't one of you get your own thing? Stop relying on me.
I say yeah.
It's easy though.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to get my own thing?
Yeah, what do you have any ideas?
He's Googling it.
No.
You ask Siri.
I was just looking at what Chrissy was doing to me.
What is she doing to you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Move the camera down.
No, you sick. What is wrong with you?
That's you won't answer the question. Yeah, so that would be like the person that should, you know.
Fuck, man.
You know, me and George do have these like cloths in front of us.
George at least gets to see what was sent. Travis doesn't.
Sent where?
On your phone.
Oh, if you guys sent it on texting or Snapchat, I would be able to see it. But since you apparently sent it
on
Snapchat.
You can't see it on Snap.
That's what I'm saying. You guys probably sent something on Snapchat. If it's on Snapchat, I can't see it. Somebody sent something.
George did.
I please.
We have confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. Ashley is indeed Colton. Colton Ashley, everybody. Meep. This is a shit show. Anyways, the next notable thing that we had happen, which I wanted to leave it out, but like also like crowd is fucking hot for this. So Logan Paul comes out. He came out basically just to talk trash to the crowd. And Logan Paul is trash as a person. And I hope WWE realizes that he's not getting like wrestler heel heat. He's getting fuck you. This guy's a piece of shit. We don't want to see him heat.
Your dog water.
Your dog water. Your garbage. And Logan starts picking on comedian Andrew Schultz, who is in the front row, which, by the way, we did watch his special a few days ago on Netflix, and it's really fucking good. Highly recommend. But Logan Paul starts picking on Andrew Schultz, basically starts saying, oh, you're here to see Logan Paul, right? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I'm here to see Seth Rollins and CM Punk and AJ Styles. And, of course, Logan gets pissed, pulls Andrew out of the crowd, pulls him into the ring. He's about to suplex him, and then we don't want none. We don't want none. Here comes AJ Styles, makes the save, hits a phenomenal forearm on Logan Paul, and then AJ Styles and Andrew Schultz, of course, are celebrating in the ring, and we are, of course, at Madison Square Garden, and so New York's going crazy for the New York guy. You got to love to see it. Obviously, it seems like we're getting AJ Styles and Logan Paul at Mania. I don't like this.
Yeah, why? This... Yeah. For what?
That's what I don't understand.
I mean, I think it'll be 4 out of 5 stars for match wise.
Sure.
It's going to be a good one, but it's like a let's put this on a Raw in 2 weeks. Let's advertise it.
How many? I mean, AJ is like what, 47? Mm-hmm. He said in an interview recently he's not wrestling when he's 50. So it's like we've only got a couple years with this guy left wrestling at Mania, and we're wasting one of those matches on this just trash human being who I mean,
was taking up wrestling so well, faster than anybody ever.
He has. I absolutely agree. But like, why aren't we giving these matches to a young talent that, you know, is actually going to be around for a while? I'm not saying Logan Paul won't be around for a while, but it's like, nobody gives a fuck about this guy. He's not over, like, in the sense of even being a good bad guy.
I think people love to hate him. I think it is. Personally, I like don't really care for Logan Paul, but he's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, sure.
He's a good wrestler. Less than 20 matches.
But his outside life is fucking shit.
Yeah, you know what? Chris Benoit was a great wrestler.
But his outside life was shit. God.
I didn't say thou who shall not be named's name.
Can we say his name?
Yeah, but he.
As long as he doesn't appear.
Also, he who shall not be named did not slay his family, so I feel like he's also in that.
Hey, you guys made this rule. I didn't.
What rule?
That you can't say his name.
I didn't. I never agreed to that shit.
Just said it, and you guys rolled with it.
What are you saying, Vince, Brock, Chris?
Which one? Red fucking alert. Why? Why would you do that?
You gotta be more Pacific.
Pacific, like the ocean?
Yes. Say his
name and he appears. We'll let that one pass. Because I don't think anybody has to.
What, which name are we saying?
No. Just
London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland, and Canada, and. Anyway.
But yeah, I don't mind Logan Paul. He gets really bad heat. It's the go away heat, which is whatever. Let's just feed off of it. But I don't think it's one of those where we just put him in a random match in WrestleMania and just be like, yeah, let him cook.
Yeah, I agree.
He needs to either be with a very significant champion, a very significant prominent person, like maybe John Cena or something like that. So John Cena can just fucking, I don't know, do something and make a name for him or put him over. I don't care.
No, that's the thing that bothers me. Like I'd like to see AJ Styles put over somebody who isn't just like a garbage human being, personally.
I'd like to see AJ Styles win a belt.
True. I would love for him to get that US title. The new one, cuz mm-hmm. he hasn't held the new one.
I don't think
he held the old one.
Yeah.
But I honestly, if they're going to put this at Mania, I don't see AJ Styles putting him over.
Right.
I see Logan Paul losing.
Let's see. We had the New Day versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee in a tornado tag team match, and I can always appreciate a tornado tag match.
Uh-huh.
All the action's happening at once. Rey was attacked by a mysterious masked luchador who performed a Hurricane Rana or whatever off the barricade. No idea who this guy is.
I have zero clue.
He wore a lucha mask. It was red, white, and blue. But, I mean, otherwise, that's all we know about him.
With, like, the very significant, like, not horns, but, like, eye horns, I guess you call them. I don't even know.
But do we want to say that it was Chad Gable and then he just hired someone to put on the stuff?
Whoa, why are you suggesting it might be Chad Gable?
Dude, he said it wasn't him.
Oh, you really think that? Really?
I don't think it was Chad Gable. That doesn't make any sense.
Go back and watch it.
It doesn't make any sense.
He's an Olympic wrestler.
I respect him. He basically fought for our country in a way. He was an Olympic athlete representing the United States.
From Minneapolis. How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
Did he win with a broken freaking neck, too?
No, but
listen.
Come on, dude.
Listen.
You have to take him for his word. If he says he didn't do it and he wasn't out there and he's just been watching, you take him for his word.
I believe that 1,000% when he says it wasn't him.
Right. Right.
So anyways, who do you guys think it is?
I don't know. It could be anyone.
Could be anybody. Anyone. It's true.
Could be anyone.
Who do you think it was?
I won't say his name.
Short, stocky guy? I don't know.
You won't say his name?
Really does a flying headbutt.
What?
Bro. Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan?
Jesus Christ.
Who do you actually? Like, why won't you say his name?
Because.
I think it needs to be people that are alive, too. So.
Say his name. Not that person's name. Who do you think it actually is?
Chad Gable.
Owen Hart.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm more offended that he thinks it's Chad Gable.
Oh, my goodness. Hmm. Going back to that.
Brother. What do you mean going back to it?
He said it wasn't him.
Yeah, Chad Gable said it wasn't him. It clearly wasn't him.
Brian says it might be Ray Phoenix.
See, what do you think about that? He's a free agent now.
I said that last week, though.
No, but do you think that's who attacked Ray and was wearing the mask?
I think it was Chad Gable wearing the mask.
Wow.
And then he found some sorry sucker in the back, like, hey, put this on. Put these shoes on. Put the sweater on.
No. We're asking who you think was under the mask.
Some random dude.
That did a Hurricane Rana on Ray?
The dude that got his shirt ripped by Logan Paul. That's who it was.
What a shirt rip by Logan Paul.
Was I high off my back surgery and I didn't see that?
When Logan Paul came down last night.
Andrew Schultz? You ripped a shirt off?
No, this guy was like right on the corner when Logan was coming down. He had a shirt saying Logan Paul sucks and Logan literally ripped it off.
Oh. I don't think it was that guy.
It was him.
You think someone just came over and just gave him a lucha mask and just said, hey, attack Ray?
Hell yeah.
Said you're an American hero and you say gracias?
Si.
That was the most American way to say that.
Gracias.
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 Dominic Mysterio yet again sets up Finn for more success, because clearly Dom is the one that's really pulling the most weight in the Judgment Day right now. Yeah, I believe that for a while. So Dominic sets up an icy title match for Finn next week on Raw in Brussels against Bron Breakker.
Here's my thing. I have a theory about this.
Okay. I like theories. Not of the Austin variety, but go on.
A-Town Down, brother?
Brother.
Have you guys been seeing those demon posters in the, like, little squares in the back? Have you noticed those or no?
Well, I guess I haven't, but did they just recently start coming up, or have they always been there? No,
they've been around. Okay. I swear to God, I pointed this out to you guys. Look back at like the last like 3 or 4 weeks of Finn Balor segments, maybe even more, it might be like 6 weeks. There's a little square where it's a demon, like his demon mask figure. What is your problem?
He's over here shitting his pants.
No, I actually saw a funny text message. I don't think I should repeat it though.
What?
You're a sick freak.
All right, I'm gonna read you this text. I'm sorry. I'll after finish your theory.
I'm nervous about that text now.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
So there's been a demon, little square, probably like less than a foot by foot, and it's just been a demon, a Finn Balor demon image, like cartoon image, and it's just been in the background of all the Finn Balor segments and Judgment Day segments.
I enjoy Demon Balor.
Something's a brewing.
All right,
and then all of a sudden, this last, like on Raw, when Finn was talking to Carlito, there was a little skeleton with like this green orb and a belt over the chest, like X with bullets on it.
Okay.
Are we going to get Finn breaking away from the Judgment Day and just forming the Bullet Club?
I thought we would have a bigger dismantlement of the Judgment Day by now, and we haven't gotten it yet.
What better way than WrestleMania?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think to have like a Bullet Club would be pretty cool. We can get Styles involved.
AJ,
they're going to bring back Gallows and Anderson for a fourth time.
Oh my God, those poor guys. Dude, no way. No way they take that bait. No way.
Did you guys know that per our friend Opie, who is apparently watching, he said, if you say CB's name three times, he appears and kills your family.
How many am I at?
I don't.
You've reached your quota. He's going to kill your family three times.
We don't have a lat pull down machine.
Yeah, same. So we're safe.
What do you got over there?
Dumbbells, exercise bike, treadmill, weight bench.
Yeah, nothing for your lats.
Well, we got Cody Rhodes coming back out for a promo yet again. That was just a rah-rah promo. It basically the same exact thing he did on SmackDown. He shouldn't have even been on Raw. He's not on the Raw roster. But the reason that they obviously did this is because it's MSG and they want to get the pop out of it. But also, like, it's going to be Cena and Cody both at Raw next week as well.
Next week.
3 p.m. Next week.
And theoretically, since Cena is going to be challenging Cody, he's not on the Raw roster. Just like Cody isn't.
Any roster, well, I think.
But,
I think
because he's choosing to go after the SmackDown championship, he is on the SmackDown roster in theory. That's how that usually works. So
what about this time change now? I don't even know if I saw that.
It starts at 3.
It starts at 3 o'clock because they're in Brussels.
And then the next week it starts at 4. And then the week after that is 3 again.
Which I like because they're showing it live. Like, they're not doing what they always do for Europe, you know, record the shows and then play it after the fact. I like that they're doing it live. And yeah,
I'd rather have them do it recorded.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
I'm calling in the next 3 Mondays.
Well, I think that's a little extra. Don't you get done at like 3 o'clock?
3:30.
It's almost perfect.
Just start it on Netflix and pause it and then just there you go.
Anyways, basically, Cody says he's going to beat his hero and defeat Cena in his last chance for championship run 17. And he also says that he's the captain now. And like I said, Cody and Cena are both going to be at Raw next week. I guess, what are we expecting?
I want R-Truth to show up. I need R-Truth to show up. Like, why, John? Why?
Oh, my God.
I was thinking the same thing as that is like the only kryptonite John Cena has.
Like, R-Truth just convinces him to stop doing mean things now.
Just something along those lines. I don't care what he does, but it's just R-Truth. That's it.
Yes.
Listen, children want to get cancer so they can meet John Cena. But imagine R-Truth is the one guy that convinces John to stop being mean.
My God.
I'm just saying.
You just know that John Cena is.
It's like, imagine he's like, fuck these kids, and R-Truth is the one that's like,
he's the
John,
dark angel.
No,
and Cena's like, you know what, Truth, you're right. I'm sorry, I disappointed you.
I need to go talk to more children before they die.
Jesus Christ.
Logan, I don't think that's true.
Anyway.
Oh, fuck, that was good.
Anyway, so then we had Io Sky doing an interview in the ring. then we had Io Sky doing an interview in the ring with Michael Cole. So Michael Cole starts talking to Io Sky about her championship win and going to WrestleMania, and then Michael Cole introduces Bianca. Bianca comes out and just mentions how, you know, Rhea pushed her the week before, and Bianca wasn't going to not defend herself, which Bianca, in my mind, is 100% in the right. Rhea's the one that pushed her first. Bianca pushed back, and Rhea had no business, like, physically involving Bianca. It didn't make sense. It was very heelish, and we'll get to that here. But then, anyways, Rhea comes out once Bianca mentions Rhea. Rhea says Bianca should have stayed out of the title match, which she never got involved with to begin with. Don't save it. Hold on. Let me get through this. I can tell I fucking do not agree with you. And what you're going to say makes no fucking sense. That's besides the point.
Makes total sense.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Anyways.
I can finish what you're saying.
Bianca. Rhea says Bianca should have stayed out of the title match and worried about Jade and Naomi instead. So Bianca and Rhea, of course, get face-to-face, start arguing, and then Rhea basically puts her hand in Io's face and shoves her aside. And then Io tries again to get them to separate, and then Bianca puts her hand in Io's face and pushes Io aside. And then Io lights both of them up with big slaps. Big reaction. This made Io look like a fucking badass, and I think this was great for her to try to make sure, you know, she looks like she's on the same level as these two. And how can you look at the situation and not tell me Rhea is the bad guy in all of this? Because Rhea physically got involved with Bianca for no reason. Rhea came out and is just being a douche about what happened during the title match.
There was absolutely no reason for Bianca to come out there.
Oh my god, you sound just like Rhea. You sound just like Rhea, because that's what Rhea said.
There was literally no reason. Why? What was it in order to just antagonize either one of them?
She's the number one contender. But that's not what she did.
Yeah, exactly. She's the number one contender. Why wouldn't she watch the match that decides?
And then
they do it all the time. How many times do number one contenders come out and watch the match?
How many times do they not come out? How many times do they not come out?
We'll say.
I probably just about as many times.
Okay, why does this have to be the time?
Regardless of her coming and sitting and watching the match, she didn't get herself involved in it.
Yeah, she did. When she was leaning what did she over do? Going like this.
Come on, Io.
How is that involving yourself?
Come on, Io.
You know what a heel would do? If they were in that match and Bianca started cheering for the other person, you know what a heel would do? They'd come out and shove Bianca.
We don't need to worry about the heel or the face thing. It's just more of she stupidly got involved.
Logan, shut the fuck up. What do you mean, Kevin? No, this is not the same thing. Rhea is not right in this situation.
Rhea is right.
Why is it a bad thing for Bianca to come out and cheer for somebody in the match? Like, regardless of who. What did she do wrong?
There was alternative motives.
Like what?
Getting involved in the match.
But why do you think, okay, she didn't get involved in the match. She didn't get involved with the match. But let me entertain you for a second. Let me theoretically say she did get involved in the match. What was the reason for her to do that?
So she could help skew whatever she wanted. I don't know.
But why?
Ask her why she even walked out to the fucking announce table.
Oh, I mean, God. I didn't hear her cheering for Rhea. I heard her cheering for Io.
It doesn't matter who she cheered for. And she wasn't cheering against Rhea. She was just cheering for Io.
She wanted to skew the outcome.
No, she didn't.
Cheering for Io.
That doesn't mean she was trying to skew anything. It just meant she was cheering for somebody. That's all it meant. If her goal was to skew the results, then she would have physically inserted herself into the match or distracted a referee or something. Rhea is the reason that anything happened that caused her to lose the match.
Trav, they don't need to do the whole, because she still needs to save face, so she's not gonna do the whole referee interruption or whatever. She's gonna do any little thing that a face is gonna do. Is going to go, I'm going to cheer on Io. I'm going to get right in front of Io. And I'm going to antagonize Rhea so that Rhea goes up to me, makes me look, or makes herself look bad. And then boom, she screws herself.
Here we go.
George, I need you to talk sense into him.
I mean,
Trav,
you both got valid points, but I see it going to be a triple threat match at Mania.
Okay, yes. Yes, I think that's probably where this is going. However, Shorts is wrong.
No, 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 no. Clearly, I have Logan on my side. I'm not speaking. I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's ass.
Stupid idiot.
Young. No. Oh, we want to do that? We want to do that?
Yeah, give me your soundboard, bitch. What do you got? Listen, all I'm saying is that you're wrong. Wow, that's so cool. I'm just saying you're wrong and Logan's wrong because he has the same name as Logan Paul. And fuck that guy. And theoretically, fuck you both because you make no sense.
You done?
You just made the list!
Trav, I'm making it make sense for you.
You're not. You're not. You're literally not making it make sense.
You're just pissing him off.
You're literally not making it make sense. You're actually like doing the exact opposite of making it make sense.
Listen.
This is stupid, and you're stupid.
Trav, you just don't want to face the fact that Bianca is technically going to be this, is like a slight heel. She's not a face. Io is the face in all this. Rhea has been forced to be the heel because of what happened with Bianca.
No.
I would almost say that Bianca and Rhea are on the same level.
Oh, who else is in the chat here? Okay, Colton, if you're still here, give me your take on this if you're familiar with what's going on. Brian, I want you to tell me your thoughts on what's going on. I don't know if you watched yet. Opie, I need to hear what you think is going on. Is Rhea the bad guy in this situation? Because she is. But apparently, I need more validation in order for Shorts to be convinced that he's wrong. Because he is.
I'm not saying that Rhea is not the bad guy. I'm saying that Bianca is also, she's not a face. She definitely did something wrong. And she's definitely not a face in this. And okay, she did exactly what she wanted to do was create chaos out on the floor. She's not innocent like you're trying to make her think she is.
That's where you're wrong. She didn't do anything wrong.
George,
give me your expert Bush latte driven analysis. Hi, Larissa.
Guessing Bianca is the instigator.
Boom.
What do you mean guessing?
I'm just saying.
Did you fucking watch what happened?
She egged on Io. Or not Io, but Rhea.
With Io.
Yes. She never cheered for Rhea at all.
So what?
Yes.
I'm with Shorts here.
No, Trav, no, that's
you
fine.
Are literally
No.
You're the most delusional person here.
No, that's fine. Chat, back me up, chat. Come on. Help me out, chat. Please.
I can't wait when Bianca comes, like, pulls off her mask and just goes, I'm a fucking piece of shit.
And she goes, I'm the luchador.
I'm a piece of shit.
Larry Bird, what's up? What's up, Larry? Hey, give us your take. If I don't know how much of this you've caught, we need some takes here. Is Rhea in the wrong?
She's in the wrong. Or is Bianca a piece of shit?
Dude.
It's either Rhea a piece of shit or is Bianca a piece of shit?
Listen. I'm not saying Rhea's a piece of shit. Not yet, but I am saying.
If you keep telling me that mommy is a piece of shit. She's taller than Chad.
Logan, I don't know why you even bring up Chad. Like, we already know Chad wasn't the luchador. We went over this. Where have you been?
Our Olympic hero? Yeah, seriously, God. Man?
So, okay. Larry says, yep. What are you saying yep to? Is Rhea the bad guy? That's what we need to know because, listen, that's the only logical answer to this.
Fate.
Listen, Brian. Bianca kind of did call Rhea. I don't understand. I know she said her name, but all she was doing was just saying, listen, here's why I shoved Rhea. And it was that she shoved first. Rhea is wrong. That's right. Rhea's wrong.
She doesn't know what she's somebody, talking about.
Somebody in the chat in this fucking show with a goddamn brain.
You know who that is?
No, I don't.
Larissa.
That makes it even better. I haven't even met this girl and I love her.
Those are fucking she's fighting pandering. Words.
She's pandering to you.
No, she has a brain.
She's pandering.
She's watched the last like 3 weeks.
And it's incredible to me. It's incredible to me that she is Logan, putting up with this shit.
Thanks.
4-2 is still a loss, Travis.
Referring
just because
to
what? You have
one. Oh.
Are Rhea versus Bianca a piece of shit?
All that means is majority are idiots.
Is right?
No.
Is right?
No. Okay. We need to move on for this because I'm going to.
Literally, like one segment left.
All right. Well, we're going to circle back to this next week because.
There'll be more.
This is just going to.
I can't wait for Bianca to just pull off her piece of shit mask and go, I'm a dude, piece of shit.
No, she is, I was going to say she's the John Cena of the women's division, but I don't, that maybe isn't so fit. She's John Cena the last 20 years before Elimination Chamber of the women's division.
Okay, man. Okay.
I'm just saying, I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
I don't know about that, but whatever. Think what you want. We'll have different takes later.
Hot cakes.
The main event. It was a steel cage match. CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. The match we've all been waiting for the last week since it was made.
It's going to be match of the year.
A great match. I really liked how throughout the night they were showing clips of the different cage matches that happened in Madison Square Garden because it really made this feel like this is a significant event that's happening because of the type of match it is in the building that it's in. I don't remember the last time Raw was even in Madison Square Garden to begin with. I think it's been a while for whatever
reason.
Either
that or they just barely advertise it. But I don't think it's been a while. It's been for a while.
Last one was WrestleMania 20.
Jesus.
Okay. I got a text message from Opie on this whole Rhea Bianca thing, and I'm not going to read it because he's an idiot.
He said you're a piece of shit?
No, okay, I'm going to read what he said. He said, Io is the face in all this. Yes, it's not the question. Of course, we know that. Obviously, they're pushing her hard, and slapping both of them helped a ton, of course. It's helping making sure Io is on that same level as them. Rhea is right that Bianca wanted Io to win because Bianca sees Io as an easier win. But, okay, but I understand where that theory is coming from because that's basically what Rhea said last night. But where's the proof in that? Like, you know what I mean?
No.
I understand the theory of Bianca wanting Io to win because Bianca sees her as the easier win. But, like, I'm not seeing anything yet that shows Bianca would think Io is the easier win if she was to face her instead of Rhea.
Because she's a lot smaller.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything in the world of the WWE.
Anything
that's
can happen.
Just typical Bianca being a piece of shit, thinking she's better.
Oh my God. When has she ever done that? What?
Just now.
No, typical she didn't. Bianca.
She.
What do you mean typical?
She learned a thing or two from Naomi.
The main event.
What else did she fuck with? What else?
Rhea.
Which by the way.
The main event.
No, she didn't. What else?
Yeah, that's two times now.
What do you mean two times?
She fucked with Rhea in Io's match, got Io the championship because now on Monday, she basically was like, I can beat Io because I'm a piece of shit.
Oh.
brother. Oh, I'm right. You know it. You know it.
No. That just doesn't,
you fucking know it.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, tell that to Bianca.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
She doesn't make sense.
This is, okay, this is classic Trav right here, just egging him on.
No, no, you know what? Because the whole thing is, I would be able to tell if he was doing it just to piss me off, but he's not. Like, he's doing it because he actually thinks he's right, which is hilarious.
I'm not the only one that thinks I'm right. I know George thinks I'm right because he approves it. Logan thinks I'm right, and so does Brian. You just have Larissa just aimlessly throwing out accusations with you. And
no,
somehow got
listen,
the same one as you.
No, you know, no, you know what? As the woman in the relationship between her and George, she's automatically right, and his opinion doesn't mean anything. I'm not saying it did already, but now it definitely doesn't. Fuck you, George. Anyway.
I will smash this bottle over your fucking head.
You won't do shit.
Watch me.
Eat shit. Get a spoon.
Do the James Storms from TNA and just smash a bottle on his head.
Beer money. All right, can we talk about this cage match now?
Yeah, let's please do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a great match. It felt very significant. I wasn't super stoked on the idea. I said this last week of seeing Punk and Rollins again, because like I said, we've seen it, but I mean, these two have just
hatred.
They have hatred, and boy, do they have chemistry in the ring. This is storytelling inside of a wrestling ring at its very, very best. We saw trash talk. We saw the story being played out. We saw big spots. We saw the Larry Birds, so to speak.
Yeah.
And
there's a bunch of them.
I don't understand.
Netflix?
I know Netflix will go in and like censor certain things that happen in the show after the fact, like 2 days later. Like they did that with Cody telling Rock to go fuck himself and like whatever. But
they try to do the FU chants sometimes, but they don't always do it.
I don't get it, man. Like all they did was put middle fingers up and Netflix made the screen go black.
They censored moron.
They tried to censor Cody saying goddamn moron and they missed the goddamn and hit it on the moron.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because I was like, what did they just try to do? What?
Yeah. And I don't know, man. I'm paying for Netflix specifically to watch WWE content and it's getting censored and I don't understand the point. And it cannot be a matter of advertisers like getting upset about it. I won't buy into that theory, but what do I know? Anyways, match was awesome. We saw a huge superplex basically of Punk coming off the top of the cage. We saw these guys stealing each other's moves.
A lot of finishers.
That's like the one negative thing maybe I would say about this match is the false finishes that came off of these finishers. Because like there was a lot of them. Like Punk got hit with a go to sleep and a stomp back to back and still kicked out.
Yeah. But I think it just shows that both of them did it. I don't know, with them opening the door and just being like, come on, let's see you get out. And then just being like, basically like, fuck you, I'm not going out. And then just determination to not basically die and lose the match. I think just having those two kick out of each other's moves, I think that works though. I did not like the amount of times. I think that if they would have done it like half the amount of times that they actually did, would it actually have worked better in my mind? Because then it's like the stomp doesn't mean anything to anybody else, but it's like the stomp to Punk, he just did not want to lose.
Yeah.
So he took it what, four times?
I will say, I mean, it added drama, it added suspense, and it did work. And I'm not going to say it didn't have a place. I just didn't think it was necessarily needed. Like, I thought the story was strong enough to kind of carry everything through without the excessive amount of unneeded finishers. But, I mean, it's still still got me on the edge of my seat every time. No, I will say that. So, anyways, the way that this match ends is basically Punk and Rollins are both down. Punk has his Punk's on one end of the ring. Rollins is on the other end of the ring. Rollins is sitting on the mat with his back against the ropes with the cage door open behind him. And he's talking trash to Punk. And then out of nowhere, Punk gets snatched from behind, pulled out of the ring. And
Rollins gets snatched from behind.
Yeah, sorry. Rollins gets snatched from behind by Roman Reigns, dragged out of the ring. Technically, the winner of the match is Seth Rollins because his feet hit the floor outside of the cage. You escape the cage, you win. And by technicality, because he was outside of the cage and his feet hit the ground, he wins.
Punk's first loss.
Yeah. So Roman Reigns starts beating the shit out of Seth, hits him with a spear, I believe, on the outside, and then goes to hit him with, he hits him with a stomp outside of the ring, and then Rollins crawls over to the steel steps. Roman's about to hit a stomp to Rollins on the steel steps, which is what Rollins had done to Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble after they were eliminated. Adam Pearce and other officials come running down. They stop Roman from hitting that stomp onto Seth Rollins onto the steel steps. But then Roman looks up in the ring, and what does he see? He sees Paul Heyman.
His wise man.
Roman sees his wise man consoling CM Punk in the middle of the ring. Which, by the way, when the fuck did Paul Heyman get out there?
He came in the back way.
The back way?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Probably right. It was probably when he was Superman.
Yeah, they didn't.
I see.
Yeah, they
I
didn't show
on X.
They didn't show Heyman come out at all. I was like, no, shit.
He actually descended because they got that better after Owen Hart,
dude. So. Jesus Christ. If we ever try to make money on this podcast, we won't be able to because YouTube's just going to be like, no, you guys are fucking like horrible people, which is fair.
What do you mean? It was just they had to get a better clip.
It's the harness. It was a faulty harness.
I think it was a carabiner, actually. They used a...
I think it was a carabiner on the harness, yeah.
If I remember correctly, they used a certain type of carabiner you're not supposed to use for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting episode of Dark Side of the Ring. Anyways, Roman sees... God. So anyways, Roman sees his wise man in the middle of the ring consoling CM Punk after his loss. Clearly exhausted. And Roman's pissed. Roman marches right into that ring, into the cage. He separates Heyman and Punk, and he throws Punk into the cage on one side, into the cage on the other side. And then what happens? Well, bam! Spear.
Spear.
Speared him.
That's what happened.
And then he stood over Punk's lifeless body. And now what we're looking at, seemingly, is going to be...
casket match.
What?
Oh.
Why? Are you saying that because alive. Owen Hart was brought up?
No.
Oh, my God. Buried alive? Jesus.
We just haven't had one of those in a hot minute.
It's true.
You're not wrong. There was one in NXT not too long ago.
CM Punk must die.
There was
What gimmick would actually help them with that at this point?
What?
A casket match? What? Yeah, because that's pretty much a gimmick match where it's like whoever's involved with any
head or anything. Is there the Wyatts?
They have not been on TV in 91 days.
So, I mean, I'm sure that's... I would think that's got to change. We got to get them in a Mania match. We need to get Alexa Bliss involved, and we need to get them in like a faction versus faction match at Mania.
Judgment Day, Wyatt 6.
I've been saying that from the start, man. Wish. I've been saying that from the start. That would be great.
That'd be beautiful.
It would be great, but they're on separate brands now, so there goes that idea. But in any case, this is potentially what I said last week is I didn't want this to go and do a triple threat match at Mania. However, it looks like that's where we're going. It looks like we're going to get Punk versus Rollins versus Reigns potentially. What do you guys think about that being the possible match we're getting with these three?
I mean, I called it last week.
Right.
I think it'll be a real banger. I don't think we discussed there doesn't need to be a stipulation. Like, you don't need a title. You don't need, like, a number one contender's opportunity. Just three dudes just fucking throwing haymakers at each other.
Yes. That's exactly what it needs to be. This is very close to almost being main event level, too.
I'd actually prefer, I know that we have, I'd prefer it over Jay and Gunther.
I think Jay and Gunther. Is this potentially main event level? Yes, more so than maybe some other title matches. But at the same time, I would like to see a title involved in this match to really solidify it. I don't know. But do we think the CM Punk favorite comes into play after seeing what happened last night? And if so, like, how does that play into Mania? Like, what does the favorite do at this point?
I think it'll have to wait until after Mania.
Yeah.
You think
and
so?
I don't even know.
I think I did mention, like, John Cena, Cody, and CM Punk, but with how everything's over the last week has gone, save it for now.
The only thing I can think of at this point is maybe something along the lines of Punk's favor is Heyman helping him to win this triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it puts Heyman in a weird spot, and he's gonna have Roman question him. I could see that.
I would like to see something title related come out of this eventually. Like if the winner of this triple threat, you know, becomes a number one contender, but that doesn't feel necessarily in place for WrestleMania either. I don't know.
Yeah, when have you ever
backlash afterwards, but I don't know about that.
It's always the same matches. It's always the same matches after.
Yeah, I
literally duplicate. So it's like backlash is literally the throwaway Gailey.
Not always, but it's been better in it's been better in the Paul Levesque era. Logan says triple threat casket match. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
That's what I said.
I'm in. I don't know if that's ever happened before. I don't think it has. I think it's always been a one-on-one situation.
Hell in a Cell match. All three of them.
That would be actually pretty neat. I'd be more for it if we didn't already see Punk and True in there recently.
Custody of Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman on a pole match. Paul Heyman's hanging out from the rafters. Like, you have to get up the ladder and unclip him and carry him down the ladder.
No comment.
Paul Heyman in a shark cage match.
Hmm.
You just have to bring him down.
I'm on board.
Yeah. You give him a little tugger on the way.
What? Oh, Trav.
I meant on the cage, man. He's sick.
You know, they should actually do like a lumberjack match. Get everyone that hates all three of them, put them around the ring.
And it's a shoot.
Underground rules or whatever they call it.
It'd literally be all the both locker rooms.
Also, they bring in AEW and TNA.
Jesus,
hell yeah! I mean, if we're getting TNA,
say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Wow.
Okay, well, boys, I guess we can kind of probably wrap up here. What else did we have on everything happening between Raw and SmackDown this week? I will say also, I know it's already started, but Roadblock is currently happening as we record this, and I'm pretty fucking excited to see this. See the Stephanie Vaquer and Julia match.
We all know why.
NXT has the best women's roster right now, and those two are entertaining as hell to watch in the ring. That's why.
Also, Stephanie Vaquer is very great looking, and so. They're both great in their wrestling maneuvers and set and whatnot. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's going to be very good. I think the moose and... why am I blanking?
I'm gonna let you figure this out.
We could tell you.
Starts with an O.
Yep. Ends with a Y.
Obafemi.
Does it end with a Y?
It's an I.
Fucking idiot.
It's Obafemi.
Jesus.
Oh,
F-E-M-I.
Stupid idiot!
I don't know why.
What?
That's what I was going with.
It's the oxy.
George, we heard all that. Everybody,
I know. I was trying to keep it, you know.
What do you mean? Owen Hart's been brought up. Chris Benoit's been brought up. That who should not be named has been brought up. So
he's just like
Trav.
Oxy.
Hey, Trav. Oxy. Nobody can hear this. Nobody can hear this.
Dude, I was thinking oxy.
Bro, I think it's the oxy, bro.
I mean, look at him. His cheeks are so fucking red.
They're a little rosy.
And drinking that wine like it's water.
It is water.
So, anyways, we're... Okay. What?
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 Oh, okay. Well, anyways, on that note, I think we should probably conclude the show from there. What do you think, boys? Yes?
NXT. Yep.
I'm in for some NXT right now.
Well, in that note, we want to go ahead and thank everybody watching on YouTube for checking out Unprofessional Wrestling. I don't care if Joe Hendry's music is too loud to hear me, because you should hear it also. But of course, don't forget, check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. There's a couple other places that you might be able to find us too, wherever you might get your podcast from. Go ahead and search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Also, don't forget, you can follow us on X at Unprof Wrestle Pod. Look us up. I'm not going to spell the whole thing out. Also, search Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. I believe in Joe Hendry. And if you're right here on YouTube, Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you know when we go live. See our new content. We're coming out with more content every week. And don't forget, you can catch us right here live on YouTube next Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Unprofessional Wrestling. We'll give you a salute. And don't forget to believe in Joe Hendry.